Hi everybody, I hope you feel great right now. In this Let's Talk, I'm going to talk about a movie, a very famous movie in fact, and as you might know, its name is Fight Club. And apart from its story and the psychological issues behind it, apart from that, the filmmaking and the actors, the way that they created this is very awesome. Apart from it's a story that I'm going to emphasize on its story, and I will mention some review and idea behind its great and awesome movie. So let's begin. The story of this movie is about a man named Jack that his life is boring. He works for his boss, and his life is some kind of boring life, and he doesn't like it, but he has to do it. And and most importantly, he suffers from a pain, which is he cannot sleep at night. He cannot sleep at night very well, and in fact at all, just maybe 1 hour. And it's very bad for him, and he's in a very serious pain and disease. So the story goes and goes until we see that he will be familiar with some man named Taylor. And Taylor and Jack, are very same people, and they have a lot of things in common, and they will become friends. They will become friends, and for example, Taylor helps him, to overcome his diseases and something like that by creating and building a fight club. And at first he says to Jack, his friends, that fight me as hard as you can and hit me as hard as you can. But Jack says, are you crazy? What are you talking about? What? But when they do this, they feel great, and they feel free, and something like they free their emotions by doing this, by hitting each other. And as we go through the story of the movie, we see that the fight club will be wider, and other individuals will join in this club, and they start hitting each other, and after that feeling great. Yeah, that's the main idea of this scene. And as you might know, that Fight Club, the name of the film, is based on this story. In fact, the idea of the film is based on a novel, but I haven't read a novel yet. Maybe there are some differences between the two, but the book is on ZBook. Maybe I will in the future. Anyway, and they hit each other in Fight Club, and after that they feel great and they like it. But as we go through this film, we see that I don't like to spoil the idea of the film, but I think you have watched this film, most of you. We see at the end of the movie that the Tyler and the Jack were the same people, and Tyler was some kind of imaginary person, imaginary friend to Jack, and in fact he was himself. He's inside. So that's the point that I'm going to talk about it. This is some thing that psychologists have mentioned and have discovered throughout and over time. For example, Jung. I'm not talking, technically. I have read after I watched this movie. I search in internet and gain some kind of information about this to talk about. So anyway, and yeah, they have discovered that we all have some, they call it shadow. In psychology, they call it shadow. We all have some shadow in ourselves, in egos, in our egos, and in ourselves that we don't like to express it. We suppress it. On the other hand, we suppress it for some various reasons, some negative. Things inside us, or some maybe positive, even positive things inside us, but for various and different reasons, we don't like to, express them outside ourselves, these shadows, and we suppress them. That's it. And as we see in the movie, that this is the exact same thing. Sorry, Jack, that his life is boring and he cannot sleep well and very well. He will be friend with himself, with his inner friend, with his inner shadow, that he, suppressed it before, but for some reasons his shadows grows and grows and grows until he, I mean Tyler, his shadow. Tyler is the shadow of Jack, and the inner self, inner ego of the Jack, as psychologists have pointed out. Yeah, for some reasons we see that he this imaginary self and shadow will grow until he becomes some kind of real friend to Jack, and he helps Jack. We see that this shadow is something that Jack has, suppressed it inside himself. He didn't like to express it outside, but it flows and blows outside of him, and his shadow shows him. For example, like bad stuff, like having sex and after the film, we see the film after a while, we see that Tyler, I mean the shadow of the Jack, decide and like to vandalize some towers and some famous buildings in the city, some kind of terrorist stuff. And this negative ego of Jack will show himself outside, by Tyler. I don't know, maybe it's some kind of complicated, but if you have watched this movie, and I'm sure that most of you have, It will be more easy to digest. And at first, it was hard to me myself to digest it. But you know, I suggest that you try and go and search internet, you know, the shadow in psychology, our shadows, inside shadows of us. Yeah, I highly recommend. And yeah, and we see that, but when he know that, when he knows and realizes that Tyler was his own shadow and his inner suppressors, you know, some kind of terrorist that he don't like to express outside, and he suppress it, but it, you know, will be happening, you know, it will be some kind of real person. After that, he realized that, wow, what did I do? What the kind of terrorist and bad stuff I do, you know? It seems that I could have not be able to, you know, suppress it enough. And, you know, my inner bad stuff, my inner bad and negative shadow have shown himself outside, and look what he has done, unfortunately. And he will be trying to fight his shadow. And we see in ourselves that we always, and not always, but usually we fight with our, you know, inner decisions, inner shadows, inner egos. And you know, we are not as, you know, clear as inside us. You know, the inside us is totally different from outside us. Our inside is totally different from our outside. You know, some kind of duplicity. Yeah, because we try to suppress our feelings. And yeah, we all have these kind of shadows, and we have to be careful. And we always have positive shadows as well. Yeah, and we see that, you know, he tried to kill his shadow, and after that he will be free. At the end of the movie, we see, sorry that if you have not watched it, I spoiled it, but I had to do it because I couldn't tell and discuss the psychological issue behind the story unless I, you know, I would tell the story and what happened and the shadow of the Jack, that Tyler is the Jack himself and his inner shadow. And yeah, if you have to know more, if you want to know more information, I highly recommend that, you know, search these shadow in you know, psychology, as I did. And yeah, I hope I sent my message. It was hard for me as well, but it is very great, you know. This movie, you know, shows us the reality, and it's not just funny and hobby movie. Yeah, it's great to, you know, after watching movies, you know, watching and reading the reviews from technical people like psychologists and socialist people. And this movie have some kind of stuff like social illusions, if I'm not mistaken, like, you know, the violence to the technology and to the, you know, 21st century, the technology has improved and has enslaved us, unfortunately. And you know, the violence someday will show and express himself outside of ourselves, and we have to be careful. Yeah, the violence will flow. Yeah, and some kind of, you know, modernism that, you know, has made our life boring, and, you know, some kind of nihilism. Yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it and it was useful for you. And I hope I sent my message and the shadow in psychology that we see in this movie as well. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day and goodbye for now. Thank you so much.